Who condemned the Christ? Well, it was Judas. They were too scared of the crowds to arrest Jesus in the day, so they paid Judas to lead them to him in the dark. Why did he do it? Some say for the money. Others say to force Jesus' hand to become the Messiah that Judas wanted. What about us? Do we try to mold Jesus into how we want him to be, or do we allow him to mold us? How tragic that Judas had walked in the light of Jesus and still chose darkness. Jesus offered truth, but Judas preferred a lie. And then there were the chief priests, the scribes, and the religious leaders, and the former high priest, Annas, and the current one, Caiaphas. Many of these had been around to see God at work in the Christ, but they resented the challenge that Jesus offered. What about us? Do we resent the challenge of Christ, or do we repent in response to his challenge? They had seen the light of Christ shine, but had chosen to remain in the darkness. They preferred their lies to the truth of Christ. They are the ones who built the trumped-up case against the Christ and pressed it through to the crucifixion. But could they have done that without the support of the angry mob? Who was this crowd? Why were they calling for the Christ to be crucified? Had they been taken in by the spin of the Sanhedrin? Are these the same people who had cheered Jesus on Palm Sunday? Probably not. But where were the Palm Sunday supporters now? They could have massed together to support the Christ, to speak for the truth. But they didn't. What about us? Are we prepared to speak for the truth, or do we prefer to hide away and keep a low profile? Pilate had the ultimate legal authority to sanction capital punishment. Some people feel sorry for him, having to deal with pressure from a baying crowd crying, "Crucify Jesus, set Barabbas free." Pilate said, "I find no case against Jesus." It was his responsibility to see that justice was done. But he didn't. He handed Jesus over to be crucified. He washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I'm innocent of this man's blood." But he wasn't. He knew the truth, but chose to say, "What is truth?" Do we have the courage to show integrity when we are under pressure? Each link was important. If Judas hadn't led them to the Christ, they would have found it difficult to arrest him. If the religious leaders had not stirred them up, there would have been no baying crowd. If the crowd had not responded to their spin, then the Sanhedrin would not have been able to intimidate Pilate. And if Pilate had done his job, there would have been no crucifixion. Who condemned the Christ to death? All of these. But ultimately, it was Jesus who gave his life. When Pilate asked Jesus, "Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?" he reminded Pilate, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above." Jesus told Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." But not everyone does listen to his voice. Not everyone does belong to the truth. Jesus is the truth, and that's why he was condemned to death.